This is Inside Humboldt Courts. Your courthouse rundown includes a 2022 homicide case that most people have probably assumed was closed years ago, but it's not. A sexual assault case that just grew from 2 known victims to 6, spanning over a decade. And lastly, a child exploitation case that just escalated sharply after months of sitting. First, in the case of The People versus Austin Medeiros. Back in April of 2022, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies converged on Neeland for what was first reported as a suspicious death. This reporter for Redheaded Black Belt was the only reporter on the scene that day. What we found was an abandoned minivan left at the edge of the Arcata Community Forest as officers scrambled inside the forest, guns drawn, looking for the suspect. The driver's side door was seen hanging open with a cane belonging to the vehicle's true owner near the passenger side of the vehicle. According to the sheriff's account at the time, deputies were called out after the victim's caregiver arrived for a scheduled visit but was denied entry at the door by a man inside. The man allegedly assaulted the caregiver and fled in the resident's van. The caregiver then found Emily Loba dead inside her home. Deputies spotted the van a short time later in the freshwater area and tried to pull it over. According to the criminal complaint, the driver, Austin Medeiros, refused to yield and drove directly into oncoming traffic to evade them. The pursuit ended on Fickle Hill Road, where Medeiros abandoned the van and fled on foot into the Arcata Community Forest. That's where we found officers looking for Medeiros. The forest was closed to the public. Multiple law enforcement agencies, backed by canine units and ATVs, searched for hours without finding him. Cal Poly Humboldt even issued a campus-wide alert warning students to use caution. However, at the time, the sheriff's department also advised the public that there was no danger. Medeiros remained at large for 11 days before he was found and arrested in Santa Cruz County. The jury convicted Medeiros in 2023, finding him guilty on every charge he faced. First-degree murder, evading a police officer, unlawfully taking the victim's vehicle, assault and battery, felony assault with a deadly weapon, and 2 more charges, possessing a weapon while in custody, and battery on a custodial officer, both stemming from something that happened after his arrest, while his case was delayed for months by a mental competency dispute. He was ultimately sentenced to 25 years to life in state prison plus additional time. But here's why we're revisiting this case now. An appeals court later reversed one of Medeiros's 8 convictions, just 1 count, sending it back for further proceedings while confirming the rest. That reversal also triggered a new competency review this year. The court found him mentally fit and formally resentenced him this spring on all the counts that remained standing. The reversed count itself, though, was never resolved. After a continuance granted in August, it's now set for its own bench trial, not a jury trial. More than 3 years after a jury first convicted him for murder, this case still isn't over. Next, in the case of The People versus Brian Marquardt. In the Marquardt case, a newly filed amended complaint reveals a pattern of alleged abuse against 6 separate victims spanning over a decade, not just the 2 counts originally charged against him. Brian Lee Marquardt was originally charged with 2 counts from 2018, a forcible lewd act against a 7-year-old girl and a forcible rape involving a 17-year-old. However, the amended complaint adds 9 additional counts with 5 more victims. Taken together, the amended complaint now alleges serious crimes of abuse against 6 individual victims, 5 girls and 1 boy ranging in age from 7 to 17 at the time of the alleged conduct, across incidents stretching from 2007 through 2018. The case has moved slowly through the pretrial proceedings for months. And now a new preliminary hearing on that amended complaint to review evidence of the new set of charges is set for October 13th. Finally, in the case of the People versus Shadow Forest Randazzo, another case worth flagging. This one escalated sharply after sitting quietly for months. Shadow Forest Randazzo was first arrested back in March on charges related to distributing child sexual abuse material and distributing lewd material to a minor. He was later released from custody on supervised release orders while the case proceeded. Then, in mid-July, prosecutors filed an amended complaint adding a far more serious count, alleging Randazzo engaged in a pattern of sexual abuse against a child under 14 going back to 2007, almost 20 years before this case was ever filed. At a bail review hearing in July, a Humboldt County Sheriff's Sergeant testified about the new allegation, and the judge found the evidence credible and convincing enough to determine Randazzo poses a danger to the public. The judge terminated his supervised release and ordered him held without the possibility of bail. Randazzo was formally arraigned on the expanded charges in August, pleading not guilty across the board. Now, a jury trial is currently scheduled for October 5th. That's this week's Inside Humboldt Courts. I'm Ryan Hudson for KMUD News.